Property taxes, pesticides, and transportation will be among the many issues weighing on people's minds as they approach the polls. The municipal election is just a few days away, but the residents of Kanata North will have another issue influencing which box they check on Monday. They'll be looking for someone who can fight for a recreation complex in their community. The CBC's Michael Bardwash spent some time in the newly designated ward. He joins me in studio. Good afternoon, Michael.
Hello, Adrian.
So, Michael, where is Kanata North?
Well, it's along March Road, or Terry Fox Drive, just north of the 417 when you're heading out to Kanata. Now, one of the most recognizable features is a big box outlet. It has a Chapters, a Walmart, and a Loblaws. There's also the Centrum Plaza there that has one of the major OC Transpo park and rides. So that's how you can see it.
Right. What is this new ward like?
Well, it's one of the city's new wards, like you said. It came into being after the ward of Kanata was split in two. It's also one of the more cash-flush wards in Ottawa. Now, mostly because there's a lot of high-tech built up along March Road. So you see things like Horizon and RIM and Alcatel. These are just some of the few companies along the strip. So you can imagine there are a lot of people making decent salaries who live in the surrounding areas. Now, in many of the newer developments, you see double garage houses, wide streets, and bright green lawns. There's also a lot of green space in these neighborhoods, walking trails and soccer pitches and golf courses. But the one thing a lot of residents say is missing is a community recreation complex.
Why has the recreation center or complex become such an issue?
Well, because many residents have to go out of their way to find any kind of indoor recreation. And when they do, these other places, whether it be a community center or a wave pool or an ice rink, well, they're often jammed solid. Now, this is an issue that's not uncommon among many new communities in Ottawa. So a housing development goes up in a flash. They get all their core services, like schools and fire stations, but then services like recreation tend to lag behind. In this case, plans for a recreation complex in Kanata North have been stalled at City Hall. Now, a lot of money has been set aside to buy land for the complex, but no one is sure when that's going to happen. And that puts a lot of pressure on residents of this ward, so much so, in fact, that it's become a bit of an election issue for them.
And, Michael, you've been spending some time in Kanata North finding out just how much pressure this recreation center is putting on the race?
Yes, but this story starts in a building in Lower Town.
Hey, come on, dear. Each. Me.
The sensei is coaching about a dozen young karate students to do head rolls onto big blue mats. They are dressed in white robes, some of them with yellow belts strapped around their waists. One young girl, Beatrice Rosenblum, says she loves these classes.
Well, we play a lot of fun games and my senseis are really nice.
Beatrice's family lives in Kanata Lakes, a new community that's part of Kanata North. Either her father, Howard Rosenblum, or her mother, Michelle Eisman, have to drive halfway across the city to get to the Routier Community Center in Lower Town. It's a problem that a lot of new communities face, long drives to find recreation that should be offered in their own backyard. Tonight, Beatrice's father was the karate escort.
I mean, basically, you have to scramble. You have to leave work so that I can be home for approximately a quarter to six. Make sure she's dressed and ready to go. We leave at 10 to 6 to be here for 6:30. And that's, you know, twice a week, every week to get here.
Howard wishes their neighborhood in Kanata North had a rec complex, but the process has been bogged down at City Hall, which is frustrating for residents. And add to that, there's already millions of dollars ready to be spent on buying land for the center. Well, in the meantime, they have to make do with what they have. A handful of sports fields, an old community center that's stretched beyond capacity in the next neighborhood, and a one-room schoolhouse that fits about two dozen people. Neville Hunt is the editor of the Kanata Courier, the community newspaper serving the area. He says a recreation center for Kanata North has been on City Hall's radar for a while now, but even though there's almost $3 million from developers saved up to buy the land, the city is responsible for the actual building. The delay, says Neville, comes down to a simple fact.
Dollars and cents. I guess the city of Kanata tried to operate within a reasonable budget. With amalgamation coming, there was a cap on spending, capital spending. And since then, you've got to serve all parts of the city. Last thing people want is their taxes going up. That's what it takes to pay for capital projects.
The candidates in Kanata North know the rec complex is an outstanding issue, It comes up at a meeting of the Kanata Group, a citizens organization that gathers to discuss all things political in the neighborhood. They've invited the five candidates to breakfast.
Bacon and egg? Over easy?
The five are Matt Muirhead, Jeff Seaton, Anu Bose, Marianne Wilkinson, and Eric Forgrave. They range from the former mayor of Kanata to a high school arts teacher to an academic who specializes in urban waste management. Over coffee and toast, they face the group's questions, including this one from Michelle Eisman.
And my bone of contention really is the fact that there isn't a recreation complex here in Kanata North. Unfortunately, we've got children who travel out of our area to go to recreation. There's no swimming in Kanata North. There's one rink in Kanata North, one indoor rink in Kanata North. There's no gymnasium. There's no other recreation complex there. So here's my question to you. What are you going to do about it?
The candidates weigh in with their answers. They all agree that a rec complex is needed, but it's how to get there that varies among them.
Michelle, excellent question. It is all about money. If you want to have good, strong services, you have to stop the spending on everything else.
I believe there needs to be a new youth center. I believe the Kanata North Recreational Complex has to be something where the whole community comes together. And it will not just be programming for sports. We'll have arts, we'll have music, we'll have drama, we'll have things in this facility that are there.
But I have a little caveat here. Infrastructure is usually build and forget. What the city will probably be looking at is a public-private partnership. Then I would say, let the buyer beware.
As far as I'm concerned, the sooner we get that built, the better. They need to get the land. We need to have discussions with the community on exactly what goes in, and perhaps it has to be phased if it's very large, and get it underway.
It should have been paid out of developer's fees. It should have been done before this. And let's hope the proper infrastructure goes with it when it's built and the proper decision is made about how it's going to be done.
Fighting for a rec center in this ward used to be Peggy Feltmate's cause. She is the councillor for all of Kanata, north and south. But after the election, she won't be responsible for this neck of the woods, and she has some advice for those running to take over the job.
I think if they think they're going to go there and only get what they want, it's not the way it works, and you've got to work with others. You've got to build your collaboration, and you've got to build the case for why it's important.
Well, that case will still take time. After the election, issues from all the wards will have to be reassessed, which means a rec complex in Kanata North might take a back seat. But Peggy says that's been the trend across the city.
I think that a lot of recreation has been delayed. We haven't had the capital funds at the city. And in fact, we see that because we've done a lot of public-private partnerships. So, for example, when there was a huge need for arenas, we did the partnership with the Senseplex as well as one in the East. And I think that that's because the capital dollars just aren't there to fill the kind of need that people are experiencing.
On the bright side, though, Peggy says there will be three councillors representing this area, Kanata South and North, and West Carleton March, and they'll have more weight on the new council, not just for the rec center, but for all suburban issues. The karate class is ending at the community center in Lower Town. The young students run for the change room. As Howard Rosenblum waits for his daughter Beatrice, he talks about the need for a common space in Kanata North.
I mean, we come here and we do one activity, karate. If it was in the community center, if it was like within the area, there's a lot more activities they could be doing. There's things that they want to do when I can't. And I have to say no, because it's all the way down here. I'd like to see a community center much like this one, you know, that can offer stuff like this. But also they have like arts and crafts and other things. That's what the value of a community center is to where a community comes to meet, where a community, you know, is a community. It's a focal point.
Howard helps his daughter pack up her karate gear.
Did you remember your mouth guard?
Oops.
They walk out the door and get into their car. It's 7:30 in the evening, almost Beatrice's bedtime. And it's a long drive back to Kanata.
So Michael will have to wait until Monday to see what the voters decide?
Absolutely. The Kanata North has five very strong candidates, all of whom I'm sure will be fighting for this recreation complex when one of them eventually gets voted into council. So we'll have to see how it goes from that point on.
Okay, thanks so much for the report.
You're welcome.
The CBC's Michael Bardwash.